All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Blackspiration Podcast, where we don't abide by male metrics and we love all black people one episode at a time. I am your host, the infamous hood rat with the heart of gold himself, your third favorite Washington, your friendly neighborhood shiesty man, member of the Certified Yapper Society, Cortez Washington. And I am so happy to be here. And you already know we're joined by a special guest. Asia has a night off, so Asia, take a break. Because she deserves a night off because she's always working so hard. But anywho, we have a special guest. We have Jasmine William Jacobs, and we're going to hear their story, all the dope things they got going on, as well as what other things they got on the horizon far as all the things they got going on. So, but first, I want to let y'all know, who is Jasmine William Jacobs? So, Jasmine T. William Jacobs is the founder and director of Black Remote She, a community-driven platform for Black, queer, trans, non-binary people and allies interested in working remotely. As a self-proclaimed equity enthusiast and radical communicator, Jasmine launched Black Remote She to connect Black 2SL, LGBTQIA+, and allies with inclusive work cultures and gender-affirming resources. Using their passion and background in digital organizing and community engagement, Jasmine manages Black Remote She as a progressive system of job and resource sharing. This is a direct quote from Jasmine. The birth of Black Remote She arose to rebel against the inequities often faced in our community. I wanted to bridge the gap of job security, inclusivity, and equity for historically excluded and underserved communities. Folks out there in the world, please show some love for Jasmine William Jacobs. Yeah. How you doing?
Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you here and ready to chat and get going on that. First, before we get into your story, I really want to know, like, what you've been watching? What you've been, like, have you been, like, you know, binging anything recently or watching anything or tapping into anything interesting?
It's really the law shows lately. So I just ran through For the People, All Rise, and now we're on The Good Wife. So Okay. Lots of law shows. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you watch Elsbeth? Have you watched that yet?
Elsbeth. Why does that sound familiar? Is that new?
Yeah. It's the.
Wait, is it Elsbeth from the show?
Yes, from The Good Wife. Yeah. She has a spinoff. Yeah.
Wow, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, it's thank good. You. You'll like it. It's like she does a good job.
Yeah, she's hilarious. I need to know. She was in was it Claws? Is that the name of that show with Niecy
Nash? I think so, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's just so funny.
That's a sleeper show too. That's a sleeper show. I watched a few episodes. I got to get back into it cuz I was like, I don't know, y'all. But then I was like, yeah, this show good, man. So I gotta watch it.
It really is. Yeah. Yes.
But that's what's up. I have been watching, I just finished or binge watched the Netflix miniseries about Vince McMahon. I don't know if you're into wrestling or anything. But Vince McMahon just did like a mini show about him and the things he got going on. And so I watched that, and man, he is a wild dude, man. He is a wild dude, and he treated them kids like shit. All his children.
No.
He treated everybody like crap, man. Yeah. And so I'm just upset that they let him cook like that. So I don't know.
Oh no.
But hopefully he gets his comeuppance soon. I mean, he had to leave the company because of some. Oh my God. But he had to leave the company because of some assault allegations and trafficking and shit like that too. He's a wild guy. But and I grew up watching wrestling, so like to hear about some of the stuff that went on backstage really threw me off. Like, oh my God, yeah. So, but I'm glad he's gone. Fuck him. Get out of here, nigga.
Right. Out of there.
Get out of there, bro. You got to go. Yes. Dog. We ain't with right. that.
Not at all.
No. So, Yeah, so I really love to hear your story because, like, we connected on LinkedIn when you first started your platform, and I actually got a few. I got a few callbacks from a couple places on there. They ain't fuck with me, but I got a few callbacks though. Yeah, so it's cool. It's all right. It's all right though. Yeah, but we connected then. But like, I really haven't got a chance to ask you like your origin story. So I would really love to hear that. Like, what's your origin story? How'd you get to where you are now? And like, what was that final push, you know?
Yeah. There's so much to the story. There's so much. I'll take it back to just what made me want to create that space. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of freelance work where I worked in a lot of different industries. And so within that, I had an opportunity to really learn what I appreciated about the work that I was doing and what I could do without. And so I went into the work kind of self-taught in digital communications and marketing. And through that work, ended up learning, you know, what I really appreciate is the community engagement aspect of all of this. And so I kind of positioned myself in creating a portfolio where I really showed how important community engagement was when thinking about communications and marketing, and started working with cooperatives. I also worked with a conference network for women focused on gender parity, and also in the music industry. I was working with a lot of different things. So I had 3 jobs at the time of starting Black Remote She.
Wow.
And yeah, but with those things, I was actually managing multiple websites. So for just one of those clients, I managed 4 Ooh. Websites, and then for another 3, and then for the other 2. So I was managing like 10 websites at once, and it hit me, why don't I just create my own space? And so I had a website previously that was just like a general Wix website where I would write articles. Really kind of stepping into activism through written word, because I had been doing spoken word prior to that, which had nothing to do with my work, but all of my spoken word related to activism and talking about Black people, our legacies, our history, and Black futures. And so I just kind of merged that into written word and wrote about hair discrimination, talking about the laws. I think the Crown Act came out maybe a year before I wrote that article or the year of. And so just kind of using all of those experiences to really create my own space for my people. And so all of the things that I tried to expand for those other organizations to really help them expand their community engagement with Black people, Indigenous people, people of color, but also gender expansive people and folks within the LGBTQIA+ community. Mm-hmm. I felt like, you know, it's time for me to just lead that, because I'm ending up leading it in other spaces and I wasn't hired to do all the things that I'm starting to do now. But it, like, that was a part of what made me realize, like, I need to be running my own shit.
Yeah.
And so I did that. I just created the space, like literally one night with my wife, stayed up all night creating the website and launched it during the leap year, February 29th, 2020. I made that website. But prior to that, made a YouTube channel to really talk about my experience working remotely, really discussing all these different things about what it looked like for me to have that flexibility in my life, and how I kind of made that transition from freelancing to working remotely and managing these different clients, but trying to really connect that to more Black and Brown people so they knew that was an option for them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's the story.
Nice, nice story. So like, you went from it. It's so interesting to hear, like, you have that connection and like talking to your wife about, like, you know, I'm doing all this stuff for other people, why not just invest in myself, that same amount of time and energy, and it paying off in a way that was more, might not even like potentially more lucrative, but also just more fulfilling, you know, in a way that that's really set you up for this long-term journey of this pathway that you're going down. Because it's cool to hear that you was already just like kind of doing a little bit of everything already, but then you just wanted to make it into one location, one hub, but also like curate it in the way that you want to curate it. And, you know, it's interesting to hear, like, you know, creating like a resource hub or like a job board site or just things like that. And because there's not really like a blueprint for making those things out there. I've never really heard of like a blueprint or like somebody on an Instagram ad. Like, I could teach you in 5 minutes how to make this resource hub for the community. You know, just tap in. I ain't never seen that like that. So, so what were some things? So, like, what were some things that you had to learn along the way when like getting this up to the space where it is now?
Yeah, definitely. It's funny you mentioned the job board because that was the hurdle for the longest time. So I created over 100 weekly digests before actually creating a job board.
Yeah.
So basically the jobs were being shared in a weekly digest every week where it was literally bullet points. And people, you know, it was received, but I really wanted to create something that was more accessible where folks don't have to scroll through multiple different pages to see the different jobs. And so I taught myself, like I do with most things, but I use like a no code software to really build that. And with the resource hub, I had managed multiple resource hubs from the many websites that I managed for clients before. And so it was just a matter of the time, making the time to do it. And so needless to say, I had to let go of those clients that I had when I started Black Remote She so that I could have the time to invest into learning how to use the no code software, how to build the job board using community feedback, because that's really the big thing. Like you were saying, like there's no blueprint for this. And so I really wanted to just hear, you know, from the community directly, like, what do you appreciate about job boards? What do you really hate about them? How can I give the perfect in-between for what y'all are looking for and how you like to navigate job boards?
Yeah.
So as I went through the process of building it, I had people providing feedback, testing it all throughout the community. So people who were actively looking for jobs to see, like, you know, how do you like the way this is working? And folks gave me so much feedback. And so I just continued to develop it. And still to this day, I have options where people can submit information so I can continue to evolve the job board in a way that works best for the community.
Yeah, that community feedback is necessary. And it's great because it's easy when you're doing work, especially when it's just a one person project. It's easy to get siloed and insulated and like kind of drown out all the other noise while you're in tunnel vision. So it's good that you already, you opened up that pathway. You already had that pathway already open for feedback from folks who are utilizing it. Cause yeah, at the end of the day, you don't want to shut out the people you're trying to make it for. So, which is something that can happen. But like that's really amazing. And like your background and like, digital communications and things like that is also great too. And I just want to know, like, who were some influences for you along the path of not only when you started out, but also like now, like who do you look at for, like, do you tap into to be like, oh, what do they got some good gems for me, or do they got some nice stuff I can like soak up right now?
There's so many places. I feel like a big piece of my inspiration right before creating the website, when I had been doing YouTube and just kind of talking about my own personal experience, was the Radical Communicators Network, which someone told me about at the cooperative institute that I worked at. And they were like, you know, I really feel like you'd appreciate this network. And so I tapped in, and it was led by, at the time, she was the director of communications at Movement for Black Lives. And now she fully runs the Radical Communicators Network by herself. But Chanel Matthews, absolutely incredible human, who created that space. And it's a listserv. Like, it's simply a listserv. They have a website too, but they share so much related to radical communications, narrative change, and theory of change. Like, they just really focus on Black feminist values, and it shows in the way that they move and do their work and the way that they make it so open to community. There's no restrictions on who can come in. You just have to have some type of communications background. But so much of that work and seeing how community focused it was really drove me to realize, like, we can have so many spaces like this where we're just creating community where people can provide feedback, where they can use their voice to be able to share information and share resources rapidly to large groups of people. And so definitely the Radical Communicators Network. But I was also really inspired as I've built back Black Remote Sheet over the years, because I'm coming up to 5 years in February, which is just so wild to think
Wow,
about.
that's amazing.
Yes. Yes. It's the time is moving. It escaped me. But in this time, like, I really appreciated watching Trans Tech Social from Angelica leading in the beginning to then passing it over to EC, and now she's coming back. I just saw that email this week that Angelica Ross is coming back to lead Trans Tech Social. And so just seeing the ways that they've pulled together connecting trans folks in tech to opportunities and resources, the way that they've shared free resources, created partnerships to share even more free resources that aren't typically free with trans people has really inspired me to just want to continue to build those collaborations and connections to share those resources with other people. And so a lot of Black Remote She is just a big accumulation of all of these incredible organizations that do that type of work in one space. So in the Resource Hub, many of those opportunities that they're sharing are present there, because there's so much goodness that's happening with these grassroots organizing organizations where they don't get as much popularity. They're not in the big list that you see, but they're doing incredible work. And I, being a part of that work and having been a part of those networks, really wanted to be able to help other people see, like, hey, these are folks who are doing mutual aid services. Like, these are places you can get funding. You can get free master classes on learning how to work in tech, being able to get certifications for free through Trans Tech, being in the Radical Communicators Network, learning about speaking engagements, consulting opportunities, and job opportunities, all present there. And these are spaces that are just simply led by the community that they're serving. And so I just really appreciate spaces like that. And it's been so inspiring for me.
That is so amazing. And those are two hubs that I wasn't even familiar with. And, but so you dropping game on me, so I appreciate that. But also just to hear, like, those spaces are curated and available for folks to hop in, and not to have that, like, there's a certain aspect when it comes to a lot of spaces too, and I hate to, like, spin it in a negative way, but they have like a certain, like, criteria, you know, or you got to have certain accolades or certain, like, experience, and because then otherwise they don't feel you, they don't see you as valuable for that space, which is unfortunate, especially for us when we get into places. There's not a lot of resources for us, you know. There's not a lot of exposure to all the certain things that can be accessible to you when you first start out, as far as, like, workshops and just, like, resources, or just, like, managing up or anything like that in the workspace. So it's just, like, it's good to hear that there are spaces like that, and also creating that safe space for trans folk, queer folk, non-gender binary folk, because there is, like, that hard stigma with getting into the tech world and being and experiencing everything that you experience. Far as, like, the tech space itself, like, how was navigating that, you know, and kind of doing everything, because you kind of did everything on your own. So it was a really, like, OG perspective of it, you know, which is the most beautiful thing about tech, which is, like, it's really trial and error. If you got the mind for it, it's really trial and error. So, like, how was that for you, like, getting into this space and, like, really expanding on the skill set that you acquired while building out Black Remote She?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think it's always interesting to me because I get connected in that tech space, and I see how that's possible because I am creating all of the tech that's connected to the platform that I've created. But for some reason, I don't perceive what I do as being in tech. And I think it's because I just really focus on this community engagement piece. And so it more so feels like I don't even want to say leading. I'll lead by saying this. Another center that has really inspired my work, and I'm actively working through Ella Baker's Catalytic Leadership book currently. But the Ella Baker Center for Leadership is a space that I really appreciate because they're using these practices that Ella Baker had during her time and within her legacy to create and build leaders that are focused on creating equitable partnership with the community instead of on the community. And so I more so see myself doing that work. Like, I feel like I am co-leading and co-creating fully resourced communities with the community. Like, okay. I'm working alongside them.
Yeah.
And it just, it almost feels like there's no industry that really holds space for that. It feels like I'm operating in a totally separate system outside of, any of the industries that they've created. It's like, I'm operating in my ancestral space. So
I love that. I love that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And so, like, a lot of the language that I've built around what I'm doing with Black Remote She and calling it community driven, having a community driven job board where basically the community is determining what's on the job board, not me. I do the work behind the scenes. I'm doing all the research, all of that. But the community voices that share their feedback across the internet, not only just to Black Remote She, but in all of these employee review site platforms, accountability call out articles, the interviews, all of that, that I'm constantly looking at throughout the week. The community is determining, like, y'all said it wasn't safe. Y'all provided the references. Y'all read it up. I got you. Noted. They're on the red flag list. They can't be here because they're not creating those safe spaces. They're not taking the accountability to respond to the harm that y'all called them out for. Cool. Got you. But even the language of, like, Black Remote She being a progressive system of job and resource sharing, that's bell hooks. And All About Love, she talks about how creating a progressive system of job sharing specifically is one of those innovative ways of showing love and creating love in partnership with the community, essentially. And so I just, I think about all those things and I'm like, is it tech? I don't, because tech, do y'all hold space for that? I don't know. But I would say, just in thinking about the connections of tech and it being on the internet in general, having a website, I feel like what's felt most natural to me is the ability to freely learn and have free access to things. And so I'm constantly on the computer because there's so much information available. And it's just been a matter of trial and error of using the right keywords, learning about how other people are referencing things that we're all looking for, like financial assistance, mutual aid, being able to learn what are the organizations that are leading that work and doing that work. And really focused on information. Someone actually described recently to me, I spoke to a community member who said they feel like the work that I do is facilitating information and information sharing. And that felt like the most on point description of, like, what I'm doing. Cause it's like, yeah, I'm really trying to give y'all the resources and the tools to have the information that you need based on where you are and the needs that you have actively in that moment.
You're a conduit of resources, connecting connecting the dots between the people who are looking for folks while also connecting the dots to the people that are looking for places, but also wanting to give people tips and tricks, you know, throw out the red flags. It's more of a, I love that it's like, in a way, in the most nonviolent and the most, like, non-harmful way, radical and anarchist, in a sense, because it's because it's taken away the get it out the mud mentality that has really developed and instilled in a lot of folks, like that meritocracy of building, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and being like, yeah, you can do that, but before you put them boots on, read this first. And before you tie them up, you know, like, get, come talk to me about this, because you might be heading in the wrong direction. And so it's that, just that melting pot of all these aspects of everything going on. Because when, and it's funny, because you was like, I really don't see myself in the tech space, because, like, yeah, in the analog, in the analog world, like, away from tech, you're community, you're building a community organization, you're a community organizer, you're doing community engagement, resource allocation, all those things. But in the digital space, you got a community board, you got job postings, you got sources, you got all these things. You're basically Reddit.
But
a way safer space. Reddit.
Yes.
And so
definitely
and so it's just good to see that. And, like, But taking that stuff that is analog and the way it translated, so it's translating so well in the digital space, because that's really hard. Like,
yeah.
And it seems like your ideas and things came around perfectly around like aligned with the pandemic. Unfortunately, the pandemic was happening. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, and the shift to digital would have happened still for sure. But I feel like it would have been like a few years off before mm-hmm. then.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always say it was definitely aligned timing for mm-hmm. the timing of me launching the website, because I could not have foreseen what was about to happen within that next month of the national emergency for COVID happening. And mm-hmm. so prior to the website, when I was on YouTube, I felt like it was almost like this educational tool, because I consistently had Black folks specifically saying, like, you know, you keep talking about working remote, like, what does that mean? Mm. And I'm like, yo, let me put y'all on for real. And so I didn't have to explain anymore mm-hmm. after the website and then March happening, because everybody had to learn what remote work is if they didn't already know about it.
Yes, they did. They had to learn the hard way. They had to learn the hard mm-hmm. way that the computer at home sucked or the internet was trash.
Right. For real.
Yeah. Or their job could be done from home and they just want you in the office just because they got to come to the office. So it's a lot of interesting
exactly. Stuff. Exactly. They started to really realize, like, okay, got you. That's what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is what we do. Okay. So I put this suit on. I put this suit on every day for no reason.
Right. Let me put on this t-shirt and call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my camera ain't working. My camera work. I just ain't want to take off my bonnet. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay. 100%. Most definitely.
Why do you see my face if I'm doing a PowerPoint? Come on now, let's be real. But how is it? So with you being an entrepreneur now and like running your own thing, how does that differ from like working with the organization or working under the organization for you?
It's real different in a really good way for me, because I am very self-directed, I guess. I would say anyone who I've worked with at any organization previously would say, like, yeah, Jasmine is like, you know, just making things happen. Like, so much so that it was constantly like, oh, well, why don't you also help us over here in this department? Because it's like, I'm doing all the things and now I'm restructuring organizational processes. And I'm like, well, but I'm digital communications. What's going on? So it's like, I realized, like, you know, I feel like I was always meant to do that. And I can definitely say, having done freelancing, I did already have that experience of like, I'm working by myself. I'm having to pull the leads to figure out who I'm working with this week. And I was doing a lot of like ghostwriting specifically when I was freelancing. And so I had to search those people out. I was using, at the time, Upwork was really popular back then. This was before they went public. I was like, you know, working remotely in 2017, really consistently doing freelancing. I had dropped out of college and chose that as my pathway. And so it feels like I was meant to end up here in entrepreneurship.
Nice. You always had that. You always had that spirit. You always had that mm-hmm. spirit and that mindset. And that's a beautiful thing to have, because, you know, it's a lost art in a way, you know, seeing people who really are like that. And for you to be cultivated or like have to motivate yourself is amazing to hear too. Sorry, my nose is itching. Oh,
no, you're fine.
All right, I'm good. So
you're fine.
Black Remote She is at its core resource hub. So like, you know, but for those who are like unfamiliar, so like if they listen to this episode later on or anything like that, like what is like one free nugget you can give them now, like on this show, and then like what are some things they can see like when they go on that too? Because that's always a thing that I love to get, is like get somebody like a free nugget, just a little bit.
Like, So something that's not on the website or
Something that's not on the website. I don't know. It depends on you can say
it's
whatever you
not on
want.
the
You know how rappers be like, I'm gonna
website.
do a freestyle, but it's a verse from like an album.
Oh,
You
yo.
don't have to do that.
I mean, the
But you
album hasn't
know.
been released yet. Yeah. I got you. I got you. Okay. Yes. I have the perfect one. So I am horribly, horribly active with social media, just as a person in general. Also, what I love about running a business, because I was forced to do it for other people. It's like I had to. And now I'm like, nope, actually, I don't. I'm only going to do it when it's necessary, when it's meaningful. And so I have created multiple highlights on the Black Room and She Instagram page of the many things that folks either send me or I see from the many organizations that I follow that sometimes specifically share resources on their Instagram page. So, for example, Black Emotional and Mental, I can't remember the acronyms escaping me, but BEAM recently open applications for their parent fund, but specifically this round is focused, and they do this quarterly, but this round was specifically focused on offering financial assistance to folks who are impacted by the hurricane in Georgia and North Carolina. And so they shared this on their Instagram page for like a day, and now it's closed because there was that many submissions, but I was able to share it on the Black Promote Sheet story. And it's in a highlight. And so some of those moments of like, if you see that Black Remote She has a story up on Instagram, it's definitely worth clicking because normally it's going to be some type of fund. The deadline may be coming up really quickly. I always try to share these things in the resource hub too, but sometimes the timing, people just close things before I get a chance to put it on the website, or they specifically shared it on their Instagram. And so all of the information is there. You have to use an email address to reach out. So there's mutual aid funds that show up there, financial assistance in general, but really also research studies. There's a paid research study highlight on there. And so for folks who are like, I'm trying to find some extra income, some passive income, there are opportunities that are often shared there.
Okay, great, 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 great. So it's not just the site, it's everywhere. You everywhere with it.
It's everywhere. Yes, LinkedIn. We'll get a few things on the Black Remote Sheet page too. But yeah, I try to put. There's multiple things. There's a fund going on right now for Black mothers and women-identifying mothers who are based in specific counties in Virginia, and they're giving $1,000 monetary support to 50 random people who submit for that opportunity. And I think that's from Black Mothers Blooming. And so that was shared on the Black Promote She LinkedIn page earlier today. It's also in the resource hub, but for those moments of people where they're looking on their regular social media scrolling, for folks who do that, there are opportunities that are typically shared specifically in those places and the Black Promote She Facebook group.
Awesome. 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 So for somebody to be like, so if somebody ran up on you on the street and was like, oh, you such and such from Black Remote She. Hey, I fuck with that. Woo 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 woo. What's a quick tip you can give somebody about maximizing their like present when it comes to applying for a job off your job board?
That's a really good question. That's a really good question. A tip that I would give is use the filters on the job board because they are made very intentionally to make your life easier. So the filters on there's a related causes filter. So if you're like, I'm specifically looking for jobs in reproductive justice, I'm looking for a contract role to work in addition to this full-time role that I have right now because I'm trying to transition out into consulting work full-time. Use those filters to specifically look for reproductive justice roles that are contracts because the job board filters will do that for you.
That's amazing. That's great. One second, I gotta close my door because my dog's barking. But I was listening to that. But the filters are, like the filters help out for sure. Cause you don't wanna be looking for something and then be like, oh, they want me to be here? I don't know if I could do that.
Right,
I'm in Cleveland.
exactly. Right, exactly. And so there's a filter for locations. If you're like, no, I need something fully remote, full stop, You can specifically make sure that you're looking at all of the fully remote jobs. Make sure you use the sort by filter as well to make sure you're looking at open roles and not closed roles. But yeah, those are the tips I give right off the bat. Like, maximize the job board to work best for you so that you're using your time in a way that feels even more comfortable navigating the job search, because it's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to definitely use those tools. He is going hard back there. It's all right. It's all right. You know, as people who are chronically online, you know, that could be very stressful and it could be very draining. So when you're out in the world and you, like, after you get done pouring out into all these different spaces that you're in, how do you refill your cup? Like, what do you do to refill your cup and keep yourself grounded and give you that energy back?
Keep my phone on do not disturb. That is probably the biggest thing. I really do that all day, unless there's like emergencies happening, and so I'll keep it open. But it really forces me to make sure that once I put the laptop down, I'm no longer looking at screens unless it's my TV. And even then, I'll grab a book if I need to just completely take a break from screens. But mm-hmm. I really find joy in disconnecting from the screens when I can. And also getting out in my local community. I feel like this year specifically, because with COVID, navigating COVID and being someone who's extremely COVID conscious, mm-hmm. There was, I would say, from 2020 to 2022, I was not really actively going out. And so specifically within the last year, we've gotten a bit better in trying to acclimate ourselves, being masked, but also going to spaces where we know that they're prioritizing people being masked, mm-hmm. And being able to connect. To be fair, oftentimes it's very much focused on community organizing, but I really enjoy those spaces. And when it's not, it's like an art show. My wife is an artist. And also a tarot reader. And so I really enjoy going to the events that she has in person where I can just kind of be, because I'm not there to work. She's there to work, but I can be and kind of absorb the space. There's a lot of really cool stuff that she's done this year, like working at drag shows where she was doing readings. And so I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the DJ. Those are the things that I've really been enjoying doing this year to disconnect.
Nice, nice, yeah. So touching some damn grass. Hope y'all hear that. Touch some damn grass. Them people on the internet ain't real people. Touch some grass, but they are real people too, though. So don't say nothing terrible. But also, they ain't, some of them right, ain't real. Right. Yeah.
Some of them literally are not real. Yeah, not straight up.
Literally, yeah, literally. Be like
literally.
That shit is cold, cuz on fleek. What does that mean? Cause that's some bot shit right there. But
straight up,
yeah. When the vernacular don't line up in a proper sentence, it could be an 8-year-old white boy or a bot.
Right, right. I was gonna say it's definitely
one or the two. So
right, one of the two.
Yeah. So we get close to the end of the episode, and this is the time where we love to have the guests give off some, like, words of advice or positive affirmations or things you like to chant to yourself or say to yourself to keep you going, you know? And we would love you to drop some gems on the listeners and the watchers out there. Mm. So take a step back.
There's one that's just coming up. Your time, energy, and expertise is expensive. And I've shared this in affirmations and Black Woman Sheet numerous times, but it's always worth stating again. I feel like I was inspired to give that affirmation at one point from Ayanda Stood. And so I'm just, first of all, I love plugging folks. It's also the joy of my work. Mm-hmm. Ayanda Stood, the newsletter is just incredible. And so for people who love newsletters, who are inspired by newsletters and appreciate being able to get something useful in your inbox, highly recommend. I feel like the reminders of how human we are and mm-hmm. how important it is to feel our humanness and not mm-hmm. be so disconnected from that because of screens, because of people trying to constantly exploit us and use our energy for their own benefit. It's so important to just be able to find spaces that really remind you of your humanness. And that's just one of those newsletters. But yeah, I would say that would be the other thing. Remember your humanness and hold space for it.
Love it. I love that. You got to remember to give yourself that grace.
Yes.
Because you're a work in progress too, And if and I love I heard something similar too with that vein. It's like if you wouldn't say that to your best friend, then don't say it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because if one of your best friends said that to you, you'd be like, man, I don't know if I fuck with him no more. So, but thank you.
Be kind to yourself.
Be kind. Be sweet. Yeah. Jasmine, thank you so much for being on the show. This was amazing. You came in, dropped some nugs, dropped some gems on the folks. Where can the listeners find you on social media? And if they tap into the Black Roshi Resource Hub and go on the site, comb it up and down, left and right, what can they expect when they go on there?
Yes, definitely. On Instagram, black.remote.she, LinkedIn, Black Remote She LLC, Facebook, Black Remote She LLC. Also, Black Remote She is on Mastodon on the Black Twitter IO. And what other social media? There's a Black Remote She Facebook group as well for folks who are interested in getting. There's also organizations that post there specifically that may not post on the job board, so definitely want to flag that. And then also for the Resource Hub, there is a resource roundup published quarterly throughout the year. And so there's a quarter four resource roundup there currently, which has a bunch of funding opportunities, gender affirming resources, mutual aid funds, legal support, sabbatical support, and all the things to support our livelihoods. There's also an article that is for five funds for trans and gender expansive people that's updated monthly. And so definitely check that out. There's housing funds on there as well. And there's an email course in the Resource Hub as well. So more support for people who are navigating the job search, trying to also have those affirmations as you're going through the process and being able to better structure it to support you in the way that you're navigating the job search. And also events. I just finished the last event of the year last week. Yeah, that was last week. But there will be more events coming up next year focused on resource allocation and connecting career seekers to resources.
Beautiful, man. Lots of dense content. I love it. I love it. I love it. And if you want to find us and follow some of the shit we doing, Blackspiration on Twitter, Blackspiration Pod on Instagram, Blackspiration on Twitch, Blackspiration Podcast on YouTube, Blackspiration everywhere. We're everywhere and nowhere at the same time. Thank y'all so much for listening, for tuning in, for watching. Once again, I'm your host, Cortez Washington, and this has been the Blackspiration Podcast. Remember, be happy, drink some water, keep gaming for my gamers, and I hope you left this episode feeling inspired. Peace.